little bit of a contrast, depending on who they have back there returning punts. You've seen Trinan Holiday, maybe the most explosive guy back there. He had some troubles with some ball security issues this year. And we saw Decker last week, who had a big return of his own. How would you sort of contrast the challenge in covering one versus the other?
Well, I think it's important for us to understand that both guys, whoever it is, are more than capable of getting the job done. They both have a track record in this league, and they've both made plays. Both of them have scored back there. Obviously, with Trinan, he's a little bit smaller guy, a shiftier. I don't think there's too many guys in the world that can run like him, obviously. So we have to be ready for that. And then with Eric, he's obviously a bigger guy, who's shifty as well and very capable of taking it the distance. So either way you slice it, we have our work cut out for us. We just try to do a good job in preparation this week, and hopefully we can come out and execute on Sunday.
Matthew, is there a sense in that locker room that the game is never too big for you guys, that, yes, you're playing for a chance to get to the Super Bowl, but let's focus on doing what we've been doing all season long?
I think Coach Belichick does a good job of honing our focus and just focusing on the little things, continuing to focus on the fundamentals just like we did day one of training camp. And we try not to acknowledge all the noise and hype surrounding ball games. We just go out there, prepare for our opponent, do the best that we can throughout the course of the week, and try to come out Sunday and execute our game plan.
Matthew, a couple of plays in the game Saturday that I guess could be easily overlooked were from Kenoris Davis and punt coverage. One of them was on a 7-yard punt return loss shortly before change of possession, before you guys opened the 2-score lead. Can you talk a little bit about his mentality in that role and how he's been able to adapt and adjust to it so quickly coming off the practice squad?
Well, I think Kenoris has done a good job all year of staying ready. He's a tremendous worker. He goes out every day and prepares himself. And he just asks a lot of questions. He takes coaching. And I don't think that any of us as players were surprised at the success that he had during the game. Like a lot of the guys we have, it's all about what you do in practice and working hard, and he's one of those guys, and did a great job for us Saturday, and hopefully he'll continue to do so moving forward.
Matthew, is there anything Steven Gostkowski can't do?
Oh, that's a good question. No, he's the ultimate team player when you look at all he's been asked to do this year and how he stepped up for us when we really needed it. You love playing with a guy like that.
Did you know he could punt that well?
Yeah, sure I did.
Matthew, everybody talks about the noise, offense, defense, special teams. Is there an impact to what you guys are communicating? I mean, obviously in that Denver game on November 24th, you saw the importance of communicating when Wes wasn't heard or didn't make the call. Talk about the impact of noise on special teams communications.
It can be a factor. Definitely when you're on the road and the crowd's into it, it can be a factor. What we have to do is just concentrate on doing our assignment. There are things that we've been doing since day one of training camp that we just have to go out there and execute. We can't control the noise, the environment that we play in, but we can control what we do and how we execute. And I think Scott does a good job of getting our attention on the sideline, making us aware of the situations as we go out there. And, thankfully we've had no issues in that regard as far as communication is concerned, and hopefully we can continue that moving forward.
Anybody else? Matt, does the ball travel differently there?
Yeah, it's yes and no to that. Obviously when you're dealing with the thin air, the ball may carry a little bit, but as players, we just have to focus on the fundamentals. It all comes down to that. We can't worry about that. So if we need to make adjustments, then we'll do so, but we can't have that in the back of our mind at all. We're in a different atmosphere, this, that, and the other. We just have to focus on the fundamentals.
Matt, so many big playoff games have come down to a special teams play, positive or negatively. And you have a lot of young guys on the squad as well. Is there any conversations at all about playing tight or nerves in a game like this?
I think it's important for us to not play tight, for sure. There's a thin line between playing with a sense of urgency and playing a little too tight. So I don't think we've had that issue yet, and hopefully we don't have it moving forward. We just try to keep the guys loose but focused at the same time. And like I said, it's a thin line there. But, you know, these young guys, like they've done all year, they need to just focus on, as well as the rest of us, all of us need to just focus on going out and executing, doing what we've been coached to do all year long, and let the game play itself out.
Is that something you actually talk about, though, like actually discuss, like stay loose?
It may come up throughout the course of the week. You have conversations with different groups, and I think it's something that'll come up at some point.
Last question, Bob?
Matt, just a follow-up about the ball traveling differently. What about off the foot of Ryan as opposed to Steven, left foot or right foot? It would make a difference, what we think, for the return man. Does it have any factor, does play any factor whatsoever in the coverage?
No.
There you go.